We're up to Sif Aleph, the Ramah. And as you see, I attached a handout to better understand the Ramah. As you see, there are three major shitos that will be important to spell out here so that you can appreciate and understand the Ramah much better. So, the intro basically goes like this. As we have seen already, the Shulchan Aruch taught us that in our Torah, eating or benefiting achil v'hana from chametz is aser on erev Pesach from chatzos, and which is the precise midpoint between daybreak and nightfall. However, as a gzeira against mistakenly eating or benefiting from chametz after chatzos, the Rabbanan, they put the final time for ahna from chametz at 1 hour before chatzos, and the final time for eating chametz at 2 hours before chatzos. Now, the Ramah is going to help us understand exactly what the definition of an hour is in this context. Now, the Rambam and Rov Rishonim, they maintain that hours are defined by 1/12 of the total time from daybreak to nightfall. For example, if daybreak is at 5:30 a.m. and nightfall is at 7:30 p.m., then the daytime is 840 minutes long, so that each hour is now 70 minutes. This is all on your chart. And therefore, accordingly, if those were the daybreak and nightfall times on Erev Pesach, one would be allowed to eat chametz until 10:10 a.m., which is 4 hours or 280 minutes after 5:30 a.m., and they could get hanah, benefit from chametz, sell the chametz until 11:20 a.m., which is 5 hours or 350 minutes after 5:30. And chatzos, all right, is, as we said, at 12:30 p.m. on such a day. Now, what has to be appreciated is that we're discussing here where you have a day that is from 5:30 a.m. to 7:30. This is like what happens normally in the summer months. And if you ask, when does Pesach usually fall out? So on a regular year, Pesach might be closer to a 6 to 6 type of day, which 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and therefore the hours will be closer to 60 minutes. So it won't really be that significant in terms of having to gauge Shavuos Manios. We'll see why this is important to appreciate, because when there is a Shnas HaIbur, a leap year, then it's much more likely that the days will be longer, and therefore the hours will be longer as well. Now, we gave as the example 5:30 a.m. until 7:30 p.m. as the hours of the day from daybreak to nightfall. That was going with the assumption, which we're going to go with for now, that was going with the assumption that the day is gauged by what we call Alois HaShachar, that's daybreak, dawn, when the first light comes up from beyond the horizon, and nightfall is Tseis HaKochavim, which is, again, when the three stars come out. So that's how we're discussing now the daybreak and nightfall. There are other periods known as Hanetz HaChama, sunrise, and Shkias HaChama, which is sunset. We will see why that will be relevant soon. Now, so that, up until now, was the view of the Rambam and Rov Rishonim that gauge the hour by what's known as Shavuos Manios. However, the view of the Trumas HaDeshen, however, is that an hour is the standard unit of 60 minutes. Each such hour, we'll see in the Mishneh Berurah, is called a Sha'ah Beinonis, an average hour. Really, it's like the Sha'ah Regila that we know, the 60-minute hour. But stated otherwise, the way it works is it's 1/12 of the time span from midnight, which is the midpoint between nightfall and daybreak, to midday. That's what it is. 1/12 of the time span between nightfall and daybreak, that's midnight. And midday is the midpoint between daybreak and nightfall. So there's always 12 hours, okay, from midnight to midday, which invariably will total 12 standard hours. So therefore, in the above example, again, Chatzos is 12:30. So both Chatzos midday and midnight is 12:30 p.m. and 12:30 a.m. So in the above example, one would be allowed, according to the Trumas Hadeshen, to eat chametz until 10:30 a.m., which is 120 minutes before Chatzos, because 2 hours before Chatzos, that's when you have to stop eating chametz, and you can get enough from chametz until 11:30 a.m., which is 60 minutes, 1 hour before Chatzos. Now, although halacha generally calculates hours of the day using shos, manios, if you go to the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Nun Ches with regard to the final time for the morning Kriya Shema, which is even Dairaisa, the Trumas Hadeshen maintains that the final times for consumption and benefit from chametz are an exception to the rule. The Be'er Halacha, Dibra Maschil, the Yesh Omrim, gives a rationale for this. Appreciate one other thing, as we're going to see. You see, up until now, we've been viewing the beginning of the day, daybreak, and nightfall as Alois HaShachar, dawn, and when the stars come out. Alois HaShachar, Omel HaShachar, that's daybreak, and nightfall, that's Seis HaKochav. But there's another machlokes that we all know, and that is the machlokes between the Magen Avram and the Gra in terms of how do you gauge when you're setting up the hours of the day, what is considered daybreak and what is considered nightfall. Meaning, of course, we know that the day halachically begins at Amal HaShachar and ends at Tzitzit HaKochavim, and Shkiyah is known as Bein HaShemashos, and Hanetz might be Lachat Chila times for mitzvahs, but the morning, we know, starts at Amud HaShachar. But that's all in terms of when you're talking about, is it morning yet or is it night? But in terms of the hours, we gauge the hours of daybreak from primary Yom, which starts at sunrise and ends at sunset. That's the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, the opinion of the Gra, as well as others. If you assume that the day is from sunrise to sunset, so then, let's say you assume there's 90 minutes. There are opinions that it might be 72 minutes. Let's assume 90 minutes from 5:30, right? So 90 minutes from 5:30 would be 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., which is 90 minutes before Seis HaKochavim, which would be sunset, Shkiyah. So there you have, instead of a 14-hour day, you have an 11-hour day, which gives you 55-minute hours. But those 55-minute hours start not from 5:30 a.m., they start from 7 a.m. And if you look at the chart, so you see, if you go with a combination of the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, so then obviously the time will be later, the hours will be counted later, even if you go with Shos Manios, not because the hours are larger, the hours are actually smaller, 55-minute hours, but they start an hour and a half later, at 90 minutes later, at 7 a.m., so if you do the math, right, so that is going to be 3 hours and 40 minutes, till the Zman Isser Achila, which would be at 10:40 a.m., which would be the latest time out of the three Zmanim. Again, according to the Shos Zmanios Rov Rishonim approach, in the Magen Avraham, you only had till 10:10 a.m. According to the Trumas Hadeshen, which is also going with the Rov Rishonim approach of Shos Zmanios, so then you had till 10:30 a.m. for the Isser Achila. But according to the Vilna Gaon, since you're starting the day at 7 a.m., so 4 55-minute hours is 3 hours and 40 minutes, which would be until 10:40. And obviously, the fifth hour would be until 11:35, which would give you, again, 5 minutes later than the Trumas Hadeshen approach in Rov Rishonim, which would be 11:30, and give you an extra 15 minutes from the Magen Avraham. Where people are more familiar with this machlokes, Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, also that has to do, we see it with the mitzvahs of Kriya Shema, the Zmanim, and Tefillah. So as you always see on the calendars, you see the Zman of the Magen Avraham and the Gra. And most people, right, they are megil, even when it comes to Kriya Shema, many, many people are at least. Although there are those that are machmir, the Shittas Magen Avraham, even by Kriya Shema, and even by Tefillah. But here, once again, okay, the Magen Avraham is going to be spelled out as the first sheet there brought down, and then you can bring down the Vilna Gaon. So let's see this all now in the Ramah. Ramah Hakah, Uvishna Sa'ibor, Shahayom Aroch. So again, once again, it's very, very important to appreciate that this is significant, much more the difference between the Trumas Habdeshen and Rov Rishonim, 60-minute hours versus Shalos Manios, is really only significant in a leap year, because otherwise, even by Shalos Manios, they're very close to 60 minutes. So therefore, Elu Arba Shos, the Fi Inyan Ayom. They go based on the average hour, based on that particular length of the day, which would mean 4 hours, which would mean a third of the day, as he goes on to say. And therefore, Mutter Lechol Chometz Ad Shlish Ayom, until one third of the day, which is 4 hours into the day. 4 hours basically means till the beginning of the fifth hour. That's what we said. The beginning of the fifth hour, you can no longer eat chametz, although you can have anah until the beginning of the sixth hour, or a full 5 hours. Let's see the Mishnah Brura, lefi inyan hayom, sifkat and zayin haynu. That means la'olam chashvidin hayom l'shtei mitzvei shos. We always view the day as 12 hours. U'meneila b'yamim arukim v'sharim shos k'dalos. And therefore, on longer days, you can have longer hours. Lefichach b'shnas ha'ibor. Therefore, in a leap year, mutil lechol ad shlish hayom. You can eat up until one third of the day, which is 4 hours. Even though the day is longer than the 12 hours that we have, namely 60-minute hours, so he says, so it could be that in the summer months, a third of the day might actually be, it might extend to 5 60-minute hours, right? For example, this would occur on a day when the total time from daybreak to nightfall is 15 standard hours, let's say from 4:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. That's what you'd have. Okay? Now, he now points out the following. He says, according to this, the same principle applies in countries where the days before Pesach are short. We divide the 12 daylight hours into short hours, and chametz may be eaten only until a third of the day has passed. So that would be what you have, for example, in the southern hemisphere, Australia, things like that, places like that. Sifkat den hei, so you have ad shlish hayom to eat. Now he's going to get into that machlokas. We talked about the Magen Avraham and the Gra. So the day is calculated as the time from, he says, alos hashachar until tezak ocham. What's considered daybreak? Alos hashachar. What's considered nightfall, Tzeisak Ochav. Alos HaShachar literally is the rise of the morning, known as dawn. And that goes until Tzeisak Ochav, which is the emergence of three stars. Now, we will be assuming, as I said, when you calculate the hours of the day, that 90 minutes before sunrise and sunset, respectively, would be the time of Alos HaShachar and Tzeis HaKochavim. So let's continue on. So, Choshes HaYom, Alos HaShachar, Tzeis HaKochavim, Ken Kasva Be'achron. It says, V'yesh Omrim, here we come to the Shittas HaGra. Okay, this Yesh Omrim, there are a bunch of others, it's the Mufush, the Lechem Chambudos, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, they Choshvin Me'anei Tzachama Ad Eis Hashkia. They basically say that we calculate the day as running from Hanei Tzachama, until Shkia, from sunrise until sunset. The Ad, now by the way, when exactly Tzeis is, and when Shkia is, and all that, you have to go back to our Shiurim, in the Shabbos, and in the first Chelek, all online, throughout the Mishnah Brura. We will possibly deal with this more at a later time. But then he goes, V'ad shlish mizeh hashir yiyeh mutter le'echol chametz. So based on this, until one third of that span, from sunrise to sunset, it's going to be mutter to eat chametz. And this, as we pointed out, is a leniency in our context, as we pointed out. This is a kula. Das hagra kimosam negra basically goes this way. Ulechatchila tov lahachmir kideya harishonim. Lechatchila, you should be machmir like the first opinion, otherwise known as that of the Magen Avraham. It's called the Magen Avraham, but it's really many achronim, the Bach, the Taz, the Prichadash, Chok Yaakov, Mata Yehuda, Chayodam. They all go with this, and you should be machmir. Now, although eating chametz during the fifth hour, again, as we pointed out, the Gra is going to give us a later time to eat, that we can eat until. A later time that we can get hana'ah from the chametz. Just again, to illustrate with some other zmanim, so here the Mishnah Brura has been giving us, let's say, a 15-hour day. So therefore, let's give another example. Falos HaShachar is at 4:30 a.m., then sunrise will be at 6 a.m., Chatzos will be at 12:30 p.m. So according to the Magen Avraham, so then the day would begin at 4:30, and nightfall would be at 7:30, and we calculate each hour as 80 minutes, so that one could eat chametz until 9:50 a.m. However, if you go with the Gra's opinion, so the day begins first at 6 a.m., which is 90 minutes after 4:30 a.m., and you're going to calculate each hour as 65 minutes, not 80 minutes, but still, that will give you a later time to eat chametz, until, which would be not until 9:50, but you get an extra half hour until 10:20 a.m. So, Mr. Buri here says, you should be machmir. Now, what's interesting is, normally, and many people aren't even machmir when it comes to Kriya Shema, they'll go with this man of the Gra. Here, eating chametz during the fifth hour is midrabbanan. And the Yisra Anah in the sixth hour is also the Rabbanan. So, and we usually make it with regard to Sveikos and Machlekesim that relate to the Rabbanan. So the Mishnah Brura here is recommending to be Machmir. What's the Pshat? So the Kav HaChaim explains that this is due to the general severity with which we treat the Isser of Chametz on Pesach. There are some other approaches you can check out, but that is what is said by the Kav HaChaim. Finally, we now come to that Trumas HaDeshen. Let's assume now the Magen Avraham. And now we're coming to the Trumas HaDeshen, which is not like the Rav Rishonim, that don't view the hours as Shavuos Manios, but rather as 60-minute hours. So it would be 60-minute hours from midnight would be when you could stop eating, when you can eat chametz until, or otherwise known as 2 hours before midday. So in our example, look at the picture, 12:30, not the example I just gave, example from on our chart. So if Chatzos would be at 12:30, then 2 hours before that, 2 hours before that would be 2 hours before that would be the Sovzman, or 10:30 a.m. would be the Sovzman of Achila. So that's what he says here. Yesh Omim Ad Shtei Shos Kodem Chatzos. You have until 2 hours before Chatzos. Hainu Shos Benonios. These are the 60-minute hours, average hours. Shekol Achas Echad Me'asur V'Arba V'Me'es La'es. Each one of them will be 1/24th of a full day. So therefore you get 60-minute hours. And he continues on, and therefore, accordingly, the Alkain, Afil Mayom Aroch, Mutter Lechol Yoiser Mishlish Hayom, says, therefore, even if the day is long, it's going to be permitted to eat beyond one third of the day. You have more than one third of the day, meaning Bahainu Ad Sof Sha Asiris Michatas Alayla, until the end of the 10th hour after midnight. To use the example that we've been using up now in the Mishnah Brura, from 4:30 a.m. is the morning until 7:30 p.m. at night. So if you use that example, one would be allowed to eat chametz until 10:30 a.m., which is 10 60-minute hours after the preceding midnight, or stated otherwise, 2 60-minute hours before the coming midday, before the coming chatzos hayom. So he goes on, likewise, likewise, with regard to selling chametz, it is mutter, according to this opinion, until the end of the 11th hour after chatzos. In other words, 60 minutes before midday or 11:30 a.m. in our examples. The kasul ha-poskim, sha'ikar, kedei ha-rishona, the poskim write that the ikar is like the first opinion. That is the primary shita, shows manios, and therefore, ein lechol ki imashish hayom, you should only go until a third of the day. And again, the third of the day, here, if we're machmir for the Magen Avram, will be the most chomer shita out of all the three that we have. V'chein le'inim b'chiras ha-chametz, shezmano sha'a, Achas Yoiser, she says, Pashvin Shalos Manios, you go with Shalos Manios. Umikomako, Bidiyeved in Lomachar Adayin, the Ihefseid Meruba, to Bidiyeved, if you did not yet sell the Chametz, and it's going to be a great monetary loss, Yesh Lismocha De Achrona, you could rely on this De Achrona, which is that of the Trumas Hadeshen. Again, it's a little earlier than the opinion of the Gra. With shows, you know, if you go with the opinion of grow of the grow with shows money house, that will be later, usually, than the Trumas Deshen. Again, I would say usually, but definitely if you have a 5:30 to 7:30 day, a 14-hour day, then the grow will be a little later. The Yeshlo Shahos Lamakrad Shah Kodem Hatzos, and you would be able to sell it, but the Eved, he says, if it's Shas Hadchak, Hefseid Meruba, until 1 hour before Hatzos, until 11:30 a.m., you can sell the Chametz. This is the opinion of the Magen Avram and many other Achronim, unlike the Taz. And although the Magen Avram says that one can be Mekel if one forgot to sell his Chametz, it is possible that forgetting is just an example of any after-the-fact situation, Eliyahu Rabba, any B'dievet situation. Eliyahu Rabba and Shulchan Aruch HaRav, they both state simply that one can rely on the Trumas Hadeshen in any B'dievet situation if there is substantial loss at stake. And furthermore, Mor Uksia, he paskins that the primary view is actually that of the Trumas HaDeshen. Now the Ber Halacha, just to end off with a little Ber Halacha here, he goes ahead and explains where the Trumas HaDeshen gets his Shita from. And he goes through the whole sugya. These are based on Gemara's Pesachim, and not for us right now. Check it out. Sugya in Beis, on Beis in Pesachim. Adkan.